Unity, but at the expense of truth? Answers with Ken Ham, author of the free booklet, What Really Happened to the Dinosaurs? Well, Ken, why are so many churches willing to compromise over the truth when it might mean a split in the church?
Unfortunately, this is the case for many churches where a potentially divisive issue is discussed. Such was the case when a bishop commented on the controversy over his denomination's first homosexual bishop. If you must make a choice between heresy and schism, that is a split, said the bishop, always choose heresy. In other words, just overlook what the church and the Bible teaches about homosexuality and avoid a split in the church. Better to have unity, even at the expense of truth, than to divide the church. You know, sadly, this kind of advice is standard fare in many churches. One of the hardest and most divisive issues for the church today is the age of the earth. It creates division among Christians because many have tried adding millions of years in evolutionary thinking to the literal account of creation. Because Weird Answers in Genesis insist on the literal truth of Genesis, many call us divisive. But you know what? The truth is divisive. Yes, Christians should strive for unity, but not at the expense of the truth. The truth is worth fighting for.
Some Christian leaders actually believe that dinosaurs died out 65 million years before man. Well, we can help you rebut this false evolutionary teaching when you read Ken Ham's free booklet on dinosaurs. Read it by logging on to our website, answersradio.com.